So over the last few years, I have used Monk Mode to make tens of millions of dollars, accomplished some of my wildest goals and dreams, and formulated a protocol that millions of people have watched here on YouTube. But even after making the Monk Mode protocol and making countless videos about it, people still have questions. And I haven't made a Monk Mode video in around a year. So in today's video, I thought that I would go on Instagram, get some questions from you guys, and answer the most popular topics on your mind as to how to actually do Monk Mode, the benefits, and everything else that comes with it. What is Monk Mode? Monk Mode is a period of immersion. It's a period in which you say to yourself and you signal to the people around you that, listen, I'm locked in, I'm focused. Now, from my understanding, Monk Mode was floating around as a rough term for many years, but when I started Monk Mode back in early 2020, just right before lockdown, there was no real formula or way to do it. So I can only tell you my Monk Mode protocol. Maybe some other people have some other ideas, but my Monk Mode protocol consists of no alcohol or weed, 30 minutes a day of exercise, even if that's just a brisk walk in the park, and 10 minutes a day of meditation. Those three are your non-negotiables. Now, there's a bunch of other protocols out there, for example, like 75 Hard, where it's five or six different variables, but they're just fixed. And I totally respect that protocol, but I wanted to create something where people would have the ones which for me are just a non-negotiable full stop. And then you can add your own variables. So you can add anywhere from one to three variables on top. Some variables that I've done in the past include praying once a day, doing 45 minutes of phone screen time per day. I've done stuff like adhering to a diet, so I did a strict carnivore diet. And you can really do whatever you want, whether that be 30 minutes a day of practicing public speaking or 15 minutes a day of journaling, whatever you want. That's the really amazing thing about Monk Mode, is that you've got those three non-negotiables, but then you've got anywhere from one to three additional variables that you get to pick and choose. And each Monk Mode period that I do is different. It shifts, it changes depending on my needs in that season of life. And that brings us on to our second question, which is how long should Monk Mode last? Now, Monk Mode needs to be at least 21 days, anything less than that, and it's simply not a commitment enough. And to be entirely honest with you, even 21 days really isn't that much of a commitment. It's just, I understand for some of you guys, even 3 days, the idea of meditating for 10 minutes and doing 30 minutes a day of exercise and no alcohol, no weed, even 3 days is difficult. And I will say, the more days you do it, the easier it gets. So for those of you guys who are really struggling and have never done something like this before, do 21 days. Do 21 days and then maybe take a couple day break, enjoy your life, and then go back into maybe a 30-day window after that. And you can really chop and change the duration. That's the, once again, the beautiful thing about Monk Mode is it has its set basis, its core, and then you can shift things around it. So minimum 21 days up to 90 days. I don't recommend doing any more than 90 days because at the end of the day, I think that you need to let your hair down. I think you need to have some fun, break routine, and then get back into it. Monk Mode is a way of life that suits me personally, which is, I know there's periods of my life which are very hectic and there's lots of traveling, sometimes there's late nights, there's all of these things involved. But then there's periods where I know, listen, for the next 60 days, I am at home, I am in my city, I'm not gonna do any traveling. And for me, that means that in that 60 days, I wanna make the most of it. I wanna maximize the results from that time. So that's when I go, okay, let me do a 60-day Monk Mode period. Here are the set non-negotiables, and then let me add some extra variables on top of that. The next question is, for which group of people is Monk Mode the best? Monk Mode is the best for the people that just are sick and tired of saying they're gonna do something, but they don't actually do it. And Monk Mode is a commitment to yourself, and it's a commitment to the people around you. The beautiful thing I love about Monk Mode as well is, ever since I started saying it like 3 years ago, hey, I'm doing Monk Mode, it's a very easy term for my friends to understand. So much so to the point that my friends will be like, oh, are you doing Monk Mode right now? And if they know that I'm in a Monk Mode period, then they're a lot more understanding and they understand, okay, he's not drinking right now. Okay, it won't be a late night. Oh, okay, he probably won't be able to attend this thing. So really, Monk Mode is for anyone who's just a beginner and starting out, all the way to super successful people, anyone who wants to accomplish their goals and understands that they need to go into a period of mini immersion in order to achieve that, and they need to go into a phase of Monk Mode. The next question is very commonly asked for me personally, because people know I enjoy cigars, and that is, do you smoke cigars in Monk Mode? The answer to that question is yes, I still do smoke cigars. I've done Monk Modes in the past where that's one of my extra variables, just because I wanted to see, okay, for the next 60 days, can I not smoke cigars? So I've done that in the past. past, but for me, I've found no benefit to it personally, and especially because I'm in a lot of very important business meetings, I'm in a lot of very important dinners, stuff like that. I will be honest, when you're playing at a very high level, alcohol is just always sort of a part of meetings and dinners. Like, it's almost that thing that people can bond over, you know, a bottle of wine or a glass of wine. So because I don't have that, if I'm doing monk mode, cigars is a way to also have that bonding experience. A lot of the people that I do business with, they also smoke cigars, or if they don't smoke cigars, they're always very interested for me to kind of educate them a little bit about it and, you know, help them smoke their first cigar properly. So yeah, for me personally, I still do smoke a lot of cigars. I know that that is a point of contention for a lot of people. And all I will say to that is I believe that every high performer, we just need our thing that's for us. Like, we just need our thing that's our alone time or our time to relax. And if I'm being very honest, Michael Jordan, he openly admitted that he smoked a cigar on the way to the stadium before any home game. So if Michael Jordan, who is one of the best athletes in history, smoked cigars and was able to do what he did, for me personally, I haven't noticed any negatives in my life, and it's only brought positives, which I definitely, by the way, cannot say about alcohol or any other vices. So next question is, when do you decide on when to go into monk mode? The way that I do it is, I know in my year, there's certain periods that are more busy in terms of travel, in terms of events that are more social and less business oriented. Like, I know right now I'm currently in Como in Italy. Then after this, I need to go to Geneva for some business. And then after that, I'm going to London. So I know that within this sort of European travel, it's very difficult for me to stick to my monk mode protocol. I can if it's called for, but for me, I'd rather go through this period and then I go back to Dubai where I live. I go back to my home, and I know that I don't really have any travel plans for a couple months. And I specifically made it that way because I wanted to get a lot of work done over the summer and pretty much just stay at home, do monk mode and get ahead, because there's a lot of very important work stuff on at the moment. So monk mode for me is anyone who is not where they want to be in life, wants to build a business, wants to achieve something. For me, it's a non-negotiable. Like, you just do monk mode, because what else are you going to do? There should be no excuses. And by the way, I lived a sort of variation, or almost did monk mode without even realizing it, for pretty much 3-4 years while I first got my business off the ground and made my first few $1 million a year. So how do you decide on when to go into monk mode? It's really just a matter of, if you are not where you want to be in life, you do it full stop. If you are where you want to be in life and you're making great progress, then monk mode is simply a tool of immersion where you go, okay, I have this little pocket of space and that little pocket of space where I know that I don't have too much going on. Why don't I make a full dedication and a full commitment to this and make this a monk mode period? The next question is, do you listen to music? If so, the same music as usual, or do you switch it up? Now, one of the things that you're going to find, and one of the benefits of monk mode, is it kind of resets your dopamine level. Listening to music is almost like the foods that you eat. You need to be very present to the moment, and you need to be very sort of aware to eat something like a salad and truly appreciate it, or even eat eggs and avocado every single day and still appreciate it. That's why, you notice when you're in the worst space mentally, that's when you crave the fast food and stuff like that. I almost look at music that way. Listen, I love rap music and I think there's a time and place for it, but you'll notice probably in your least conscious and probably when you're most distracted and erratic and sort of all over the place, that's probably when you'll listen to the most stimulating music. So I still listen to music during monk mode, but what I notice is during monk mode, my music choices get sort of quieter. I listen to a lot more classical music. I listen to a lot more old school music, and I still listen to this stuff no matter what. Usually that's my preference. My preference isn't so much of, you know, the latest music in terms of my favorite artists and rappers and this and that. I usually find in those periods that I listen to very little new music. Actually, I find it too intense for me, and I listen to a lot of classical stuff or just stuff without lyrics as well. Stuff that's not super stimulating. The next question is, which part of monk mode is the most difficult for you, and how do you deal with your relationships during it? Dealing with relationships, as I said, that's why I love monk mode, because people understand. It's crazy. Once I started telling people this 3 years ago, they're like, oh, he's doing monk mode. Or even one of my friends will be like, oh no, he's not drinking, he's doing monk mode. And it's the people around you just seem to understand, funnily enough, because it's a very easy term to sort of grasp. And for me, the most difficult part of monk mode, I'd say, is when I commit to a 60-day monk mode, and then there's a last minute trip that happens in there, or sort of last minute curveballs. Obviously, if you are in your home for the next 60, 90 days, 21 days, whatever, that's the best way to do it. But unfortunately, life doesn't always go to plan. So maybe 3 weeks into monk mode, I may have a trip, which makes it very difficult to kind of tick off on the list of things that I need to do. So I'd say that's, for me personally, the most difficult thing is when curveballs get thrown thrown into the mix and last minute trips or last minute obligations come up. And the last question is, what are the true results of monk mode? I mean, listen, I can only speak to my results. And ever since I started doing dedicated monk mode in the beginning of 2020, that's really when my life kind of just propelled to a different level. I mean, at the age of 18, I made my first $1 million. So I was always doing well, but I found that I was doing well and I was still comfortable. Ever since I started implementing monk mode, I don't know why, but since then I've just taken on bigger and bigger challenges in my life and felt like I could take on bigger challenges. Maybe that's what it was before, is that I felt like I had strong abilities, but I didn't feel like I could accomplish the unthinkable. Whereas now I genuinely feel like you give me a 90-day monk mode window, and as long as I don't have too much travel or too much business stuff that's pulling me in different directions where I need to leave my house, I feel like I could accomplish anything, quite frankly. So not only just accomplishing more, I'd say the big thing as well is just having my circle understand more. Because it's, as I said, it's a very easy thing for everyone around you to understand that you're going through and you're experiencing. But I'd say really, if you want to find out the true results and the true benefits of monk mode, go try it for yourself. Go try it for 21 days. And I'm going to leave a link below this video to one of my other monk mode videos where I kind of speak more specifically and a little bit more quickly on what the protocol actually is, how you do it, how you execute on it. And listen, as always, I'm watching you from afar and I'm rooting for you.